Mental health has dominated many headlines and conversations even before COVID-19 began. In Longmont, the conversation has found its way onto a farm, just north of Longmont, where Kate Nelligan hosts an animal-partnered approach to mental health and healing. According to a blog post written by Charles McAdams, ed. On the William & Mary School of Education website, there are more than 300 approaches to counseling and no one is better than the rest. Determining whether one counseling approach works better than another is difficult because there are so many variables to consider in the counseling process, McAdams writes. Nelligan uses an approach that partners clients with animals, specifically goats and horses, through her business Awakening with Equines. On the farm, Nelligan has 2 horses, Phoenix and Salida, and 4 goats. She hopes to add more horses soon, to give Phoenix and Salida a sense of community. Animals have a way of exposing us pretty quickly, so we can see ourselves. It works a lot faster than traditional therapy because you don't have to talk your way into things suddenly. It just comes up really quick, Nelligan said. Nelligan doesn't just focus on the problems of the past. As a coach, she seeks to help patients find solutions to put into place. She does this by asking what qualities of the animals does the individual wants to take away and working with clients to build those qualities within themselves. 7 years ago, Nelligan began her own coaching with horses business, only adding goats to her sessions only since relocating to Longmont, 3.5 years ago. Nelligan has loved horses longer than she can remember. She grew up on the East Coast where she learned to ride. As an adult, she moved to Malibu, CA, and not willing to be away from the equines for too long, found a horse to lease. On the same farm as her horse, was a group that helped addicts recover through working with horses. Nelligan joined the group as a mentee and learned and listened, she said. I realized after a year or so I really wanted to do this myself, she said. Although she began working with those suffering from addiction, Nelligan found her calling working with women who faced obstacles of loss, divorce, wantings of more meaningful careers, and women in corporate settings. Nelligan uses the qualities of the horses and goats to teach women leadership and team-building skills. With a master's degree in spiritual psychology, she applies what she has learned in the classroom with what the horses are naturally doing through their intuition to facilitate her sessions. I had one of those pivotal moments where I saw what horses were doing for me and heard what they were doing for others. With addicts, they would literally come in and within 2 hours go from being disconnected and wanting to give up on life to having hope, feeling more in their bodies and more grounded. That can take a long time elsewhere. It was through the power of the horse's love and through some of the questions we ask as facilitators that people were starting to see themselves through life differently. I fell in love with it. I fell in love with how horses show up as teachers and healers, she said. Nelligan observes how clients interact with her animals and the reactions of the animals to ask questions and provide guidance, she said. I meet people where they are. They are welcome to share what they want. I let the animals come and go as they want as well, Nelligan said. While Nelligan primarily works with women, she is also the author of several books, 2 of which will hit shelves in December and January. Animal Prints on Our Soul is about Nelligan's first mare who taught her how to lead with love, as well as other stories of the impact animals have had on people's lives. Animals: Personal Tales of Encounters with Spirit Animals is set for release in January. This book's main author is Dr. Stephen Farmer, and Nelligan was able to include a piece on how donkeys have helped her with grief. Nelligan also is hosting a sound bath event on December 21 from 2:30 to 4:30 on the farm. The location will be provided to those who register. Nelligan will host a crystal singing bowl artist to play, as participants are invited to focus on relaxation and restoration with the animals. Space is limited for the outdoor event. Registration will be posted on her meetup page tomorrow. Sound has a certain frequency and can heal and can move stuck energy. The horses do similar work, so we are going to pair the animals' healing energy with the sound, Nelligan said.